Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
12, call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So shall my enemies be scattered. And certainly we know that God is Lord over our lives, and certainly we can call upon the Lord. He said to call on him in the day of trouble, and he would deliver us, and we would magnify him and give him glory, honor, and praise. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. We praise God for this Saturday afternoon. It's raining here in New York, but we will still call upon the name of the Lord, because it is of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is his faithfulness towards us. And certainly he's a great God. He's a good God. And so a great God, we owe God a praise. And so we praise him today. We lift our hands and our voice, and we sing praises to his name, for he is certainly worthy to be praised. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us. He's kept us certainly with our minds stayed on Jesus. He's kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. He certainly allowed us another day in the land of the living. So many people are passing away. So many people are leaving here, but it's just another day that he's kept us, and we're grateful for every moment of life. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of your music today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that Global Gospel is live on the air with your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, if you want to call in at the appointed time, you can reach us at 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, if you would like to give us a shout-out on today. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. And certainly, you can listen to us on any of those platforms. We want you to connect with us on social media. Global Gospel is on Facebook. We're on Twitter, or now also called X. We're on Tumblr, and we're on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. Certainly, we look forward to you sharing with us here at Global Gospel. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box. That is 5331 in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can email Global Gospel, globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps you are an author, a musician, a poet, a community activist, a leader, a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a friend, a humanitarian. Perhaps you have a message that the world needs to hear about what the Lord has done for you and what he is doing in your life. If you have a testimony that you want to share, please reach out to us and continue to be a worldwide witness for what the Lord has done. For the Lord has done great things, whereof we are glad. We want to shout out to you, our listening audience, to those that are listening in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Texas, Nevada, California, Illinois, Michigan, to those that are in Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, to those that are in Suriname, to our listening audience in Brazil and Uruguay and Argentina, to those that are in South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, to those that are in Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, to those that are in Portugal, Spain, France, to those that are in Italy, Switzerland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Certainly, we thank God for you, our listening audience. Continue to listen in around the world. Shout out today to the Townsend family, the Normans, the Stevenson family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Hartley family, the Hernandez family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Allen family, the Cox family, the Wiggins family, the Bratcher family, the Gross family, the Davis family, the Robinson family, the Brooks family, the Carter family, the Odom family, the Wilson family, the Bridell family, the Locke family, the Johnson family, the Washington family, and the Thompson family. We thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience. We want to shout out our sponsors on today, MPT Enterprise. Shout out to Grandma Etta's Quilting. Shout out to Third Lounge. Shout out to GPA 4.0. Shout out to the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Certainly, we thank God for you, and for you. To those that have tuned in to Global Gospel, for the first time, our theme scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It simply says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We came with good news today. We came to tell you that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, that he lived, and while he lived and walked the earth, that the blind were able to see, that the lame were able to walk, that the mute were able to speak, that the dead were resurrected and came back to life, that he came to heal all manner of disease. And so we know that he went to an old rugged cross and he shed his blood and he died for the remission of our sins. For without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sins. And certainly we know that he went in the grave and he went to hell, but certainly he rose victoriously with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, life is worth the living, just because he lives. Because he came to the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And today we stand to decree and declare that we are going to walk in abundant life, that no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what good days we have, no matter what bad days we have, we are going to stand on God's word, that we are victorious, that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so we want you to be encouraged on today to know that salvation is comprehensive. He came to save the world from their sins, that salvation meets every need in your life. If you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, if you have a financial need, if you have a family need, an employment need, God will meet every need in your life. There is nothing too hard for my God to work out. Certainly, he can do all things but fail exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within him, within us. And certainly he is a great God. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. And he is great and mighty. And certainly we will be back, and we want you to just stay tuned. And we will be back and to share more with you in this hour. He is great and mighty.
Great and mighty,
exalted Most High. Certainly he is greater and mighty. That was Pastor Lamar Simmons. And certainly we started out today with Bonita Jones, I Will Call Upon the Lord. And certainly we are grateful to be here on today. And certainly we are going to share just a little bit with you today from the Word of God. Just a little bit. We are going to go to the book of Hebrews. You can find us in the book of Hebrews on this Saturday afternoon. And we know this is March. This is Women's History Month. And certainly we thank God for all of the women out there that are listening in. We give God glory, honor, and praise for you. And we say God bless you. And may God continue to keep you. I'm going to read. We know that our theme scripture for today, you can see that is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. But I'm going to read, start reading a little before that. And I am going to start at Hebrews chapter 11 and start reading at verse 35. 11 and 35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Faith moves mountains. Stay tuned.
Faith moves mountains. The first man died, but his have saved whose lives they escaped right before the enemy's eyes. By faith, Jacob wrestled with the angel all night and wouldn't let him go till the morning light. There were Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, Mordecai, and Esther. All these obtained a good report with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They move every mountain.
Mountains. God, our Father, we thank you today for this opportunity. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you for this platform that we are able to read your word, that we are able to share your word, that we are able to speak your word. God, we ask that you move by your spirit on today, that you lift heavy burdens, that you destroy the yoke of bondage, that the enemy be bound on every hand, the enemy that came to steal, kill, and destroy. We pray, God, that you loose your blessing, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing on your people. God, we pray that someone is touched, healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged by your word, because your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which it was sent out to do. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our topic for this Saturday afternoon, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it. And that was Clara Ward and Clara Ward singers, Faith That Moves Mountains. And she basically tells you the story of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, as I move forward to our theme scripture today, is known as the Hall of Faith. And certainly it gives us an example of all the people that were in the faith. The Bible of Hebrews 11 starts by saying, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And so as we go through the book, and as Clara Ward went through that chapter, you'll find that Abel is in Hebrews chapter 11. You'll find that Enoch is in Hebrews chapter 11. You'll find that Noah is in the book, that Abraham is in the book. You'll find that Sarah is in the book. You will find that Isaac and Jacob are in the book of the chapter of Hebrews 11. That Jacob is in there, that Joseph is in there, that Moses is in there, and that Gideon is in there, and Jephthah and Samson and Mordecai and Esther. And certainly we begin by reading today that that the women, with women's history, received their dead raised to life again. And certainly we know that through the ages, we know that Christ did his work when he came on the scene. And then before Christ was on the scene, God did his work, and God used men and women of God that the message of faith would be transported to all of God's people. We know that Abraham was known as the father of faith. And certainly we know the story of Abraham and Sarah, and certainly their child of promise, their child of old age. And so the topic for this Saturday afternoon is somebody has to do it. Somebody has to be the person of faith. Somebody has to be the person
that endures hardness as a good soldier. The scripture said that they were stoned, they were sawn, they were tempted, they were slain, and they lived in all kinds of places. They went from pillar to post. They didn't necessarily have the best housing situations or financial situations, but somebody had to do it. Somebody had to be an example among the believers and the unbelievers. And today, the same thing holds true. Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Somebody has to be a witness that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Somebody has to go through being homeless. Someone has to be go through being jobless. Somebody has to be motherless and fatherless and wifeless and husbandless and sonless and daughterless and friendless. Somebody has to do it. As we go through life, we don't want to be the person that has afflictions. We don't want to be the person that has ailments. We don't want to be the person that has sickness. And we remember when they brought the young man to Jesus, and the question was asked, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus said, neither, but that the works of God may be manifest. People can come around you and come up with all types of reasons why you're going through what you're going through, or they can suggest that you did something wrong, or as Job's friend suggested, he had some secret sin that he didn't tell anybody about. Because people want news. They want gossip. They want juicy information. People want something that they can go and tell somebody else. People want to destroy your character. People want to defame your character. People want to come against your witness for Christ. They want to say that you're not, you know what, she's not really all that. You know what, he's not all that. He's perpetrating a fraud. He's faking the funk. This person, they're a hypocrite. They're a liar. They're a thief. They're a cheat. And so they want to accuse you of all types of things. Jesus was accused of all types of things, accused of going against the law. He healed on the Sabbath. They said he was a wine bibber. But the Bible says that out of all the things that says about him, he was sinless. There was no guile found in his mouth. In fact, his only encounter with sin is when he went through his passion, when he took on the sins of the world. That's the only time that he encountered sin, when he had to die for the sins of the world. And so Hebrews chapter 12, wherefore seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And so the cloud of witnesses, you have to back up to chapter 11, which we went through. It talks about all the people that died in the faith. And there's certainly not all the, just today, and it's not about all the people that died, but the people that yet remain. It's about you and I, because we are living epistles, and we are witnesses to the power of God. We're witnesses to what God has done. We're witnesses today for what God will do. We're witnesses of it and examples of people that God has saved, that he has healed, delivered, and set free. And somebody had to be that person. And because, listen, God's work will be accomplished. And so the great cloud of witnesses is over in Hebrews chapter 11. And certainly there's so many there that were not named. And if we can look through our life about all the people that have influenced us and encouraged us in God, then certainly we could not write all those names down as well. But somebody has to be that person. And somebody suggests, you know, we make all kinds of stories up that this great cloud of witnesses, they're in heaven and they're looking over the balcony and they're watching over us, and they've become our guardian angels and all these things that we have no scriptural support of, but it you know, helps us feel good. But what the Bible does say is, blessed are they that die in the Lord, for they rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. And certainly their works of faith of the people in the Bible in our life, they still follow today. They may be dead and gone, but people still talk about them. People still remember them. People have written about them.
And so it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
And so the writer here, we know that the writer, we don't necessarily know who the writer is. It was suggested that it's Paul, it suggests that it's not Paul.
But whatever the case, this is a Greco-Roman world that is familiar
with races and Olympics and marathons and all these types of things.
They are familiar with sports. And so the writer is telling us to run the race that is set before us.
Certainly run it with patience, because listen, some races are long and some are short, but we have to, whatever the case is, we have to run the race with patience, because how long we're going to be in the race, we don't know how long night is, we don't know how long our situation will be, but we have to trust God and believe it
and go through. You have to be that person. Somebody has to do it. So we are looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And so he is the author and finisher of our
faith. And we would like to naturally, right away, we think author and finisher. We think about book or somebody writing our story. But if you investigate the Greek meaning of it, he wouldn't necessarily be author and finisher, but he would be the prince and the perfecter of our faith. And certainly we know today that he is the prince of peace.
And so we are looking unto Jesus.
And not only do we look unto Jesus, but when we look unto Jesus, we look away
from everybody else. The previous verse was talking about the
sin that so easily besets us. If we look at Jesus, we'll look away from our sins. If we look at Jesus, we will look away from all of our distractions. If we look at Jesus, we'll look away from our family, friends, and our neighbors that can sometimes hold us.
We look on to Jesus, the prince and perfecter of our faith.
And certainly without Jesus, certainly we can't have faith. Without Jesus, without the enablement of the Holy Spirit, without Christ on the inside of us,
we cannot do these things. For the joy that was set before him,
he endured the cross. He went through suffering. He went through pain. He went through shame. The Bible says that the government shall be upon his shoulders. And today, as we look at Court TV has taken a turn. It has taken a major turn, and everybody enjoys Court TV. If it's the people's court, if it's small claims court, if it's divorce court, if it's criminal court, if it's a celebrity, if it's Judge Maybelline, if it's Judge Brown, and all the people, if it's Judge Judy, whoever is on court, people enjoy court. They love the drama. They love to see the plaintiff and the defendant.
But Jesus Christ, prince and perfecter of our faith, the government shall be on his shoulders.
And so while everybody is making decisions about government and government officials and who did what and who did what with who and who took this and who took that and who gave that,
certainly
we need to remember that the heart of the king is in the hand of God, and he's still the wonderful counselor, mighty God, prince of peace, everlasting
father. And certainly that is Jesus.
He was, he is, and he is to come. He's the Alpha and Omega.
He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the first and the last. And he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
And what is he doing there? He's making intercession for you and I. He's making intercession for the right people, the people that are found in wrong,
the people that are found in right. He's interceding there.
He is the mediator. And certainly he said he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through him.
And certainly you have to go through Jesus to get to God. And so it says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And certainly you will become bogged down. You won't be able to make it if you do not remember Christ.
Always remember Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. The song says, only a look at Jesus. Oh soul, bow down. One look will bring you eternal life. And so all you have to do is to continue to look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith. Why do you continue to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, or the prince and perfecter of your faith? Why do you do that? Because he is the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can keep you in this hour. It is only Jesus that can do it. And it's Jesus at the center of it all. He's Jesus, our Savior today. Only a look at Jesus. And certainly we have to keep on. I encourage you, Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so all we have to do is continue to look at Jesus. He is, remember that, prince and perfecter. Prince, he's royalty. He is in charge. He is on the throne. And certainly he is there because he's in control. And certainly he is never going to not be in control. And so that we have assurance in Jesus Christ today, the prince and the perfecter. Stay tuned.
get a witness in here tonight, and then he's true. Oh, yes he is.
Has promised to defend you, he will all your burdens share. Only a look can turn you away from sin. Only a look will bring you salvation, eternal life to win. That is the one and only Richard Smallwood, and certainly that is why you heard such a long piano introduction. That is Richard Smallwood, Only a Look. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, if you want to call in and give us a shout out today. Remember, listen, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to run the race. Somebody has to go through. Somebody has to endure pain and suffering and shame. And certainly Christ's passion was to save the world. And that is what he came to do. And certainly today we are recipients of that great salvation. And we praise God that he considered us to be so on today. The question is today, do you have that faith, faith to believe in God's word, faith that can conquer anything?
I have the faith that sees the invisible, expands incredible, receive the impossible,
Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio.
We are also syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. And certainly we thank God for all the songs that were shared today that we don't own the rights to. That was Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Faith That Conquers Anything. And certainly we're going to close with Faith Come Alive, Tasha Page Lockhart. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal, everlasting God, our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this ministry moment. We thank you today for how we are able to look at your word and see all the witnesses of your word, witnesses of faith in action, witnesses of those that came over and came through and came out. And God, we believe you today for the same testimony. You'll bring us over, you'll bring us through, and that you'll bring us out. That you have given us the victory. That victory belongs to us. That there's victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. And certainly we thank you that we are on the victorious side. We thank you that the devil is already defeated. We thank you that by your stripes, we are healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. We thank you that healing is the children's bread, that you're able to heal our body, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. We thank you today that you sit high and you look low and that you're still on the throne and you're still in charge. And God, for everyone that's listening around the world, God, we pray that you meet every need that you have in your way in our lives, that your will be done, God. If anybody is down and out and oppressed and suicidal, God, let them know that you are the giver of life and that you give abundant life and that they don't have to give up. They don't have to throw in the towel because you can make all things new. You can turn everything around. And God, if we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. Continue to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out. Keep us covered in your blood. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. It is so. Amen. Faith, come alive. God bless you. Until next time.
destiny, oh, oh, oh. To live a life that is pleasing unto you.
To become